Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parshat Noach, we have 44 psukim. This Aliyah continues to describe Noach's actions after departing from the Teva. Noach plants a vineyard, he makes wine, he becomes drunk, and falls into a deep, naked, drunken slumber. Noach's son, Ham, saw his father naked, assaulted him, and told his two brothers what happened. The brothers, Shem and Yefet, modestly approached their father and covered him. When Noach wakes up, he curses Ham's son, Canaan, and he blesses Shem and Yefet. This Aliyah also, it continues and also names Noach's 70 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, what will become the so-called 70 nations of the entire world. Noach's actions in our Aliyah have puzzled Mefarshim throughout the ages. How is it possible that Noach, the Ish Tzadik, the Tamim, how is it possible that Noach could get drunk and he could undress in his tent? And this is all right after he emerged from the Teva. How is that possible? What happened? What was Noach thinking? Many Mefarshim have addressed these questions in various beautiful ways. I'd like to share one beautiful answer by Rav Shimon Schwab. Rav Shimon Schwab died in 1995. He was the Rav in the of the Yeki community in Washington Heights. This answer is found in his Sefer on the Chumash called Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva. Many Mefarshim discuss how after the Mabul, there is a recreation, a resetting of Ma'aseh Bereshit, a redoing, so to speak, of Gan Eden. The world is recreated all over again, so to speak. One quick example, when Noach leaves the Teva, he is blessed with Pru Urevu, just like Adam and Chava, and there are other examples as well. And says Rav Schwab in an answer to our questions, when Noach left the Teva, he thought that evil had been eradicated from the world, and therefore, in the words of Rav Schwab, achar hamabul nimtza haolam b'matzav shel hatikun hagamur kmo kodem chet harishon. Noach thought that after the mabul, the world was reset. Creation started over again, so to speak, and the world was returned to as it was before the sin of Adam and Chava, in a state of purity and in a state that is free of sin and evil. After the mabul, the Torah calls Noach in our Aliyah an Ish Ha'adama. And Noach thinks that he is like Adam Harishon, the first Ish Ha'adama, created from the Adama, Adama Adam. Noach thought he was Ish Ha'adama. And that, says Rav Schwab, is why he planted the vineyard. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, quotes one opinion who says that the fruit that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadaat was grapes. So Noach planted grapes to undo and to reverse the sin of Adam and Chava. And that also, says Rav Schwab, that is also why Noach took off his clothing, to return to the pre-sin state of Gan Eden, where we heard in Parshat Bereshit, Perek Bet, Pasuk Chaf Hei, that Adam and Chava had no clothing, Vayihiyu Shnehem Arumim. And so all of these actions, those were Noach's intentions, according to Rav Schwab. Unfortunately, however, Noach was sorely mistaken. Yes, there was to some degree a renewal of the world, as a resetting of sorts of Ma'aseh Bereshit, but evil had not yet been eradicated from the world. Sin still existed in the world. Yetzer Hara still existed in the world. Evil still existed in the world. And that is why Noach's actions were incorrect. But we can understand where Noach was coming from in his intentions, in his thoughts, and in his hopes, says Rav Schwab. Sadly, it was Noach's job, and still our job to this day, to work to eliminate sin and eliminate evil in the world. And we believe we can do it, and we will do it, Emir Tzashem, with Siyata Dishmaya. Have an amazing day, and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.